Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
For your drive home.
I mean, you know how it is, rocking and rolling and whatnot.
This is Dukes and Bell
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Coming up, we're going to give you a chance to win a Nest Audio from Google. Stay tuned, hear the keyword, and then all you need to do is text that word to the number that I will give you. It is Dukes and Bell. This is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on a Friday the 13th, as we said. Bo behind the glass filling in for Craig today. Jarvis in for Bo Morgan. As we've been talking a lot about Freddie Freeman winning the MVP, and what a big award and a big moment for everybody here in Atlanta and everybody around, you know, the Braves organization, happy to see Freddie get the award. But Mike, it's interesting to see some of the comments after our conversation about, are we, you know, going to do enough to get these free agents? Are we going to do enough? And a lot of guys, unfortunately, saying that they are brainwashed. They do not believe that the Braves will go above and beyond what they need to do to make this team better.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, you can do whatever you wanted to. I mean, you would, yes, you would have to explain it to some of the shareholders. You know, why would you actually be trying to win a championship by going to get the requisite players you need? But, you know, you can do whatever you want. You can spend like a top five market. You can spend like a 25th biggest market. We're the 14th spenders right now, at least from last year's adjusted salary. But we're the eighth largest metropolitan area in America. So all I'm saying is, play, you know, spend commiserate with the audience is all I'm saying. You know, and you can do that, and they should do that. And I think if you can't make the money back on the battery, then you're in the wrong business. If you're Liberty Media, because fans don't want to hear about that crap paying down the debt.
No, nobody does. I mean, I get it. You still got $700 million. Blah blah blah. That's not our concern.
I get it. You've got
the team.
You've got it. You've got young core. We got the young core. You locked up out. Whatever you did, whoever you convinced with Albies and Acuña to take those deals, you got those guys locked up. You know, I mean, you got Freddie. You're going to pay. We get all that. You know, Ozuna, he contributed. He did it. He was, again, he's a bona fide MVP candidate himself. So let's not go backwards. And again, Braves fans, well, we got all the young. Yes, we got the young guys, but you augment that. I'll use the Astros, not the cheating Astros. Don't be a wise ass. God, some of these fans are so simple. Not you guys, but the guys that, you know, sometimes hit me back on Twitter. It's like, come on. You cannot just rely on what you develop. You got to augment that with the pieces that put you over the top. And you said it last hour. The Dodgers are not going to go anywhere.
No, they're going to continue to spin. I mean, it is what it is. And championships make you greedy. I mean, that's how it should be. It shouldn't be, whoo, we won one after 20 years. It should be, whoo, now how do we get another one? It's that feeling that I want as many of these as I can with the players that I have in place. So we'll see what happens, guys. More conversation on Freddie coming up next hour. If you missed our interview with Charles Barkley, it's online at radio.com. Make sure you download the free app. You can check out all of our interviews, including the one that's coming up with Steve Koonin, Hawks CEO. We talked to Mike Conte just a few minutes ago about the draft and free agency. We'll get into all of that conversation and what he thinks about the Masters coming up in about 35 minutes. Right now, let's talk dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
It is brought to you by our friends at Brightbox.
BrightboxElectrical.com, guys. Why don't you go online and see what all the stuff they can do for you. They're going to set some TVs up in my man cave for me. They can also do home automation, backup generators, anything electrical. They're the guys. B-R-I-T-E, BrightboxElectrical.com.
A very unusual weekend in the SEC. Four games postponed, suspended, canceled. However you want to use whatever phrase you want to use. Kirby reacted to the news of the Mizzou game getting canceled.
Came about early in the season, so it's one of those deals that you find out you have a plan for plan A and you have a plan for plan B. And we had obviously been working that way all year, kind of saying that if a game got canceled, what we would do and having a plan for it. And then as we found out yesterday and the day before that Missouri was having complications, we've got a plan to continue to work on us, and we've got plenty to work on. And
Yeah, that's true, Mike. Plenty to work on. But Kirby, you know, listen, he wanted to get back on the field after the way they played against Florida. Just listen to what he says here.
Yeah, I think you always, I mean, anytime you get beat or lose a game, you look forward to the next opportunity. And that's obviously the case we were in, where we were looking, you know, forward to the next opportunity. But that's not presented itself. So the opportunity for us is just to get better. And that's what we're going to challenge ourselves to do today.
So Dogs won't play. Georgia Tech won't play. Auburn won't play. I mean, the games are out there. We've said this all week long. I think this is the biggest challenge, not just to the SEC. It's the biggest challenge right now to college football. How do you get to a point where you feel comfortable about the teams that will be chosen for the college football playoff and how this plays out, Mike?
Well, as we said, a lot of guys feel that, again, you can't, and we're talking about it with Charles Barkley, you can't expand the playoff system. I mean, they've got a contract. Contract says four. TV is not going to dilute that. I mean, you're getting big bang on their buck for this. It's four teams. That's what this. That's what we're stuck with. Now, the question is, how wacky is it going to get when the College Football Playoff Committee starts talking about these teams? Does a Cincinnati get a real legitimate shot? And is an Ohio? Could you imagine a Cincinnati making a Final Four and Ohio State not? Of course not. No, I mean, but this goes into, if ever, and this is the old UCF argument, and before that, there's Boise State. There's always a mid-major, if you will, of college football that's really good that nobody wants to play. But you could make the argument. Their conference got ahead of it. They played more games. And again, obviously, strength of schedule is not going to match up. But Cincinnati plays big boy football. They play great defense. It's a Luke Fickell, the former Ohio State assistant. But no, of course not. Is BYU going to get a shot? Use it. BYU kicks everybody's butt. You know, I mean, it's just one of those years where I have no idea. It's going to be a soap opera. There's going to be some hurt feelings. We don't even know if we can even get the season in. I mean, we're presuming, Carl, that once we get these games that are not being played this week, we're not going to have a whole new slew next week.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. Everybody's just got their fingers crossed. It is our dog report, guys. Speaking of the Dogs, we know about the quarterback issues that have played out in front of us this season. But there is a kid on the way, and his name's Brock Vandergriff. Mike, five-star. He's thrown 26 touchdowns. He added another 10 on the ground. So he's accounted for 36 touchdowns. His team, Prince Avenue Christian Academy, is 7-1. They have lost that one game to another five-star quarterback, and this kid's name, Gunnar Stockton.
What a great name. By the way, just while we're talking about good names, just a sidebar, I went to the East Coweta game last week?
Yeah.
Their quarterback, a kid who transferred down to this part of the world from Western Pennsylvania, Danny Shock.
Oh, nice.
Tell me that's not like right out of Central Casting, man. You got to have a name like that to be a quarterback. But anyway, Vandergriff we talked about with Chip Towers. So this is what they need. I mean, I even say, Carl, why don't you throw Carson Beck out there in the games that are remaining just to see what he's got?
I think that Kirby has to do this. And if he doesn't, they got to explain why. Like, if I don't know what I have moving forward, okay, as the, you know, yeah, you got quarterbacks in the pipeline, and you got some guys coming like Vandergriff, but I still need to know, what if? You always have to play the what-if scenario, and that's where I think Kirby's gotten beaten, Mike, and I say beaten in the sense of, you know, when he had Justin and Eason and Fromm, the what-if game, there was none because he had that taken care of. And now we've been in this lull of the what if. The what if is worst case scenario. You don't want it. You don't hope for it. But what if? What if your guy goes down next year? Can this kid play and do we lose anything? And if so, what are his strengths and weaknesses? Mike, you got to play these other guys between now and the end of the season, no matter when it is. Whether you got three games left or you get five games, I don't know, but you got to find out.
I'm with you. And as you said, everybody, and you heard, if you missed our conversation with Chip, we played it yesterday for you in the six. Nobody really seems to have a handle on JT Daniels because the media doesn't really get the access. All the little pieces that have dripped out there, I think 24/7 Sports had something that he just doesn't look good under center, the knee's not responding. I don't know. So, I mean, with the year going where it is, I agree with you, brother. I would like to see everybody get a shot. You know, and why not? If Carson Beck spits the bit, so be it. But at least, you know, now you know what you got with him next year.
Got to find out. Hey, let's give you a chance right now to win a Nest Audio from Google.
Now, it's time for the Google Nest code word. The code word is
Enjoy, E-N-J-O-Y, enjoy. Text it to 51539 for your chance to win. Get the latest sports updates from Sports Radio 92.9 The Game with a little help from Google. Just say, hey, Google, play 92.9 The Game, your chance to win right now by texting the word enjoy to 51539. Message and data rates do apply. Do you think they should try to make these games up or just move forward, Mike?
I think you just got to move forward. I with all due respect to the Mizzou-Georgia matchup, I think that's one. And I know we heard a lot of the sound bites we've been playing you guys here where Ed Ogeron and Coach O's talking about Alabama. I mean, I don't know if you even want a part of that game if you're LSU right now, but I just think there's going to be some games you're just going to have to sacrifice if you're going to maintain the schedule they're trying to keep.
Yeah, I don't need to see Georgia-Mizzou. Do I want to see LSU-Alabama because of the tradition and all? Not really, because Alabama's just way better this year. But I understand why coaches would want to make these games up. And I think if you're just going to try to, you know, talk about the integrity of the rest of the season, then you just move forward. I'm with you on this. I don't think you try to do too much, and then you're going to find yourself potentially, as we said, trying to make up games either the week of the conference championship, which is December 19th, and the only way, by the way, for at least according to reports, I think Seth Emerson was reporting this, the only way the SEC is going to make those games up is if it means that by playing that game, you become eligible for a bowl game or, you know, bowls are in the mix. If there's no bowl game, then you don't need to be playing on December 19th when the conference championship's going on. There's no reason for that.
100%.
Hey, man, we got much more to get to. Steve Coonan's on the way, as we mentioned this hour. We're going to come back. We're going to get back into the Freddie Freeman conversation. Braves finally have another MVP after 20 years. We'll hear more from Freddie next.
I swear to God, he's just wearing me. He just stole my pillow.
What are you laughing at, man?
Man, having a puppy, it just makes you less stressful. In the 2 seconds I open the door, Ike comes barreling in, our little lab mix, and he immediately grabs my drumsticks because I was playing drums during the commercial break because I was dumb enough to actually hit the update on my computer. And it's one of those long updates.
I did the same thing today. I wasn't even going to say anything because.
Is this a virus then? If you got it too? Did I just do something really stupid?
No, I was trying to get on my Mac today. And I don't know if this is like an Apple update I missed or whatever, but I was on the Mac and like it's moving slow. So I'm like, what is going on with this thing? And I look up in the corner, it's like, it has that little one up there and the update sign. So I click it and it's like, remind you later, you know, to update it. Or do you want to do it now? And I literally thought I clicked off of it. Next thing I know, computer shuts down, boom, and it's updating. And it's been updating for like over an hour.
Yeah.
So I know, man. And you're like stuck. There's nothing you can do.
I said on Twitter, I go, this is an amateur move on my part. I'm up to 20%. So again, usually it's like the quickie. This is one of those all-day updates. So I'm doing the show off my iPhone right now. No, the dog just barrels in. And yes, he has claimed the giant hockey puck memory foam bed that I've got in here. No, he just does. It's so funny, Carl. He'll take like 3 or 4 steps, and then he just flies like a belly flop, whoosh, and lands on it. You can't not laugh. He just stole a drumstick and ran out the door. So now Becky, he's slamming a drumstick around on the kitchen floor. Now I believe Becky's putting him in timeout. So now you know what's happening here at our house.
That's great. Ike, drop the stick.
Drop the drumstick.
Drop the stick. Yeah, man. Well, I'm glad that he is getting acclimated. That's good, man. The pitchers are up in Mike Bell, ATL. Freddie Freeman is going to have his pitcher up for a long time to come with that MVP, guys. And you look at what the numbers are, you know, in these 60 games and what he was able to do and how he ranked first in so many categories. That's the other part of this. You know, it's one thing and being here and living here and you go, oh, well, you know, you guys obviously wanted Freddie to win. And I said this 2 months ago. He was better than Mookie Betts during the regular season. He was better than Machado during the regular season. And the numbers bear that out. But it's one of those things when you start to look at all the things that Freddie, you know, was first in, it just screams that he should have been the MVP. But the thing for me, Mike, is as the season went on, he got better. And that's the thing for me. You know, it's the first MVP since Chipper. We talked about it in 99. But, you know, when you talk about runs, RBI, average, he was second in average, as a matter of fact, on base. His OPS over 1,100. All these things were first, second. Right. So the numbers bared it out. And it's one of those things now you go, okay, take care of Freddie. We talked about that with Alex Anthopoulos a few weeks ago. That's going to happen. What is it going to be? Probably close to $30 million because that's like the going rate. You're talking about $25 million or more. In my estimation, we say this all the time. If you're a first baseman that drives in 100 runs, hits 30 home runs, you're going to get $30 million a year. But they'll work that out. And I think in this economy, okay, we'll see if it comes in a little bit less. And is Freddie willing to accept that? You know, you may not think that's a big deal, but as I said, that last contract, Mike, he was underpaid for what he gave us over the last 6 or 7 years.
Right. And again, I think what we did yesterday, I think it was the fourth or fifth highest paid first baseman based on where the contracts were last year. And again, Pujols signed a monster deal, which with his age, he's probably going to not be able to, you know, overperform. But yes, regardless, we said this about Tom Glavine, you know, when he took the deal with the Mets. I mean, the Braves are not going to, like, they're not going to get alligator arms with Freddie. They'll definitely get him locked up. But I just don't. And again, I don't want to. I think, didn't I have the same conversation at the same time yesterday? I don't want to be Nostradamus and say the Braves are going to say, "Well, we kept Freddie. We signing Freddie was priority one, and we couldn't do anything else. And now we'll get some aging jerk to mop up with the starting pitching, and you can't have Ozuna either." And I hope that's not the case, but I just think because of obviously COVID, and right now obviously it's always darkest before the dawn. But yeah, if you're a Major League Baseball club, are you even sure you'll have fans in your stadium next year? We don't know. But I would love to see the Braves eschew all that and still go and make some moves.
33 game on base streak, longest in the majors. Had an 18 game hitting streak, longest in the NL this season. First in runs, first in doubles, first in extra base hits. Second in batting, on-base slugging, OPS, RBI, total bases, third in hits overall and walks. And partly due, again, to him hitting in the two-hole because Ozuna was able to hit in the three-hole, which made our lineup more potent. That was a Snicker move. And as much as Freddie delivered, I also think it helped Freddie with all the production that he gave us during the season. Mike, I hope you're wrong about what you're saying. I do, and I get it, because you know me with the pronouncements. The Braves will spend hundreds of millions of dollars. I don't know if they will. But if they don't, they are doing us a disjustice, a misjustice. You have to know as a Braves fan that if they don't take advantage of this moment right now, that if we're not back, at least competing in the playoffs, I don't know if we get to the NLCS, but you got to get to the playoffs. If we're not back in the playoffs next year because of the lack of moves and the lack of wanting to spend or the ability to spend, they have done a misjustice to you.
Right. Misjustice, disservice. We didn't land on Truist Park. Truist Park landed on us. Look, man, I park in the red lot, okay? If you're listening, Terry McGurk.
Is that $25?
No, it ain't cheap, I can tell
it's
you.
Not cheap. I know that because you walk right into the stadium.
I mean, even to go to, like, I went to Sport and Social just to watch a Falcons Cowboys game. I think it was $30 to park in a red lot. Yeah, so I'm doing my part, man. You taxpayers in Cobb County have done your part.
You can say that again. My taxes went up.
Right, I'm just saying, and this is one of those you've got to go and you've got to augment what you got with more. Okay, you've got all the young arms, and again, I'll say it again for the Braves fans out there that don't believe anything other than what the stupid corporate lines get fed by the Braves that they gobble up like, okay, it's almost like Invasion of the Brave Snatchers. He's right, you know,
he's
Alex.
Right.
They don't not give Alex the chance to spend like he needs to. No, if we did, we'd spend more and we'd go get more. We wouldn't have gotten Cole Hamels. Again, guys, the 1 year deals are the tell. If we're playing poker, the one-year deals are they're short. They don't have a big stack. I mean, this is a big company that should play like they've got a big stack, but they don't, and that's what drives me crazy. Because now you've got to take it to the next level, Carl. This will be that we win the division next year, make the playoffs. It's the fourth year in a row. You've got to be better.
You have to be better. You have to improve. If we win the division again, and I know we're spoiled because, again, if you've been here whether you're all your life or you moved here in the early 90s and you saw the great runs of 14 straight division championships, we've been spoiled with that. But this is a new era. This is the next era of Braves that now have their opportunity. And I always say this, what's management going to do? I don't want to compare this group to the group of the 90s. It's unfair. But management should. Management should be looking at what it took to win and what they need to do to move this team forward. You know, same thing. We talk about this, and this is part of the deal. Football's a little different in the sense that there's a salary cap. But understand that, too, guys. If they wanted to go spend whatever it is they wanted to spend, they could. Falcons can't do that. Falcons can't pay Matt Ryan what they're paying Matt Ryan and then go sign the highest paid this and the highest paid that. They just, you're unable to do that. In the NFL, it's a reality. You can't pay everybody what even their value is, which is why you have to make those tough decisions to move on from players.
Right.
Not the case in Major League Baseball. If the Braves wanted to spend $50 more million on the payroll next year, understand that they could. Will they? No. But they could.
No, but again, I think some Braves fans apparently are certified public accountants who just love the thrift. You know, I don't get it. I just don't get it. There's a disconnect with me and he. Well, that's when I go to these games sometimes, and I'll say something which I take as gospel, and somebody else will be talking to them and be like, "What are you talking about, man? I mean, this And I see it coming. I'm doing double fingers crossed here. I hope I'm wrong, man. I hope I'm wrong, and I hope that they don't use this pandemic as the excuse to not do anything. Other teams are obviously going to have to tighten belts. I understand. Like, I'm not an idiot. I get it, okay? Companies cannot continue to spend like drunken sailors, but this is not Acme Hardware, okay? This is Liberty Media. They can do whatever they want. You know, so that's why don't let them tell you otherwise, Braves fans. That's my I'll leave it at that.
Yeah. I think across baseball, we'll see this, and this will be the other thing that they will tell us, and it may be true. That's fine. But we're going to see teams spending $10 million or $12 or $15 or $20 million less than what they normally would
right. Based
on the pandemic. And here's the unfortunate thing. No one can argue that. Like, right. As much as we want to say, that's bull, you can't argue it. You see it every day. Around you. You see companies cutting back. You've seen people you know lose their jobs. You've seen it. So sports is no different. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk to Steve Koonin. We'll ask Steve about the NBA draft, which is next week. Free agency starts. We'll get his thoughts on the Masters and more coming up next. So we're trying to catch up with Steve Koonin. We will continue to ring his phone and hopefully get a chance to talk to the Hawks CEO. Draft is next week, guys. And again, we talked about this earlier in the week. Lots of trade rumors out there about what the Hawks may do with the number 6th overall pick. Joining us right now on the WadeFord.com hotline is the CEO of our Atlanta Hawks, Steve Koonin, making his weekly visit to the program. Good afternoon, Steve.
Hello, friends.
perfect entry.
He's a tradition unlike any other. Steve Koonin. Yeah, man. Hey, by the way,
exactly.
How cool does the Masters look to you, Mr. Former TV executive?
You know, I mean, it's just something special about it. This is the first time that I've watched golf that I really, really, really miss the fans, you know, just because they are part of the action in Augusta. But, being able to start early in the morning on ESPN Plus, then go to ESPN, and then have it all weekend, and now that half of football's been canceled for the weekend, it's pretty groovy.
It really is.
Pretty groovy.
No, I was telling Mike, you know, when they were showing the pictures of as they were getting ready for round one, how different it looked, but different in a good way. And then, you know, I don't know if Dustin Johnson or Justin Thomas, all these guys at the top of the leaderboard at 9-under right now, and we'll see how it plays out the rest of the day and then even into tomorrow. But with no fans, you know, it's similar to the bubble, Steve. Yeah, the Lakers were the best team and they won, but how different would it have been to have to travel and have that home court advantage? And we kind of, as fans, I think we took that for granted, most of us, because it's been that way all of our lives. Until this year, it was not the same in the bubble, even though, you know, the Lakers end up being victorious. To win the Masters without the patrons there is not the same.
No, it's not. And in some ways, I think it's demonstrably harder because you got to bring your own juice yourself, you know. And you look at some of the iconic roars and cheers of the crowd that fueled Tiger when he was on the march, especially last year. And it's just gone. And then the Lakers, I mean, they played the best basketball, but home court advantage, I mean, it's a statistical advantage. Vegas uses it.
Right.
You know, when you watch some of these games, it's like, oh, wow, we got to go to Seattle? Oh, who cares? There's nobody there. you know, so it's definitely been an anomaly this year. But, you know, as we're coming back for basketball, we're working through, you know, how do we bring in fans? How do we do it safely? And kind of, you know, with the feeling that we've got to crawl first, then walk, then run. As basketball will be back in Atlanta, you know, right around Christmas time.
By the way, guys, if you're not in your computer access or not watching at a bar near you, Tiger just dropped a stroke today, Carl, and it's Abraham Answer, Justin Thomas, a bunch of guys, Dustin Johnson, all at 9-under today. We'll talk more about it coming up as part of the Strong Arm story. It's our man Steve Koonin, guys, and yeah, that's the thing with the Hawks. You like this, though? You said it earlier. If you can come with maybe less games, I don't think, you know, it's a bad idea. You know, I think sometimes the regular season for baseball kind of gets lost in the background noise. But you think the play? And by the way, were the players ever really going to fight this? It seems like everybody got in line pretty quick.
Well, you know, look, there's a lot of accommodations financially for players. There is the schedule will eliminate a tremendous amount of travel. You'll see us playing more series-like games. So when we go to New York, we'll play the Knicks twice and the Nets twice, most likely, and that's it for the year up there. So versus we used to do a lot of 1- and 2-game trips. Mm-hmm. Now the idea is to do kind of these clusters, Chicago and Milwaukee, New Orleans, Memphis. So you don't have, you don't put the guys on planes as much. So the trips will be longer. There'll be more games. There'll be more games being played at home stands here. So anything and everything you can do to try to find ways to keep players safe and keep the league moving forward. I mean, look at the SEC. We lose 4 games this weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great point, and I like the cluster idea. It makes sense. The proximity of teams and you know, in their particular areas, I do think that makes a lot of sense. Steve, let's talk
about... Can we use another term except for cluster when we deal with the NBA?
I was going to say, yeah.
Just a pod. Little superstitious.
Pod. Yes, pods.
Regional proximity.
I like it. Steve Koonin's with us, guys. It's brought to you by our buddies at Kumho Tires, everybody's favorite CEO. Yeah, it is. It's a strange world we're living in. I mean, just from your standpoint, because you've worked in television so many years and dealing with networks and the leagues, and how does college football get through this? How will the college football playoff committee attack this? Or do they start to? Do you think, Steve, they have to push everything back?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because I know a lot of games are being rescheduled to December 19th, and I'm like, wait, isn't that the day of the all the conference championships? So I guess, are the two lead teams going to be that clear and present at that time? The answer is, I don't know how you do it. I know what we're thinking is that we're going to take a break mid-season and use it to catch up. So instead of an all-star break, you might have a catch-up break, but there'll definitely be a break to catch games up because it's going to happen.
That's a good point. Yeah, and you gotta put that in the schedule. And
you got to do it up front.
Yeah,
correct.
Correct. Yeah, you can't wait and then adjust on the fly. I totally agree with that as well. So NBA schedule, guys, as Steve Koonin is saying, we don't know what it's going to look like, but it will look different than it has in many years past.
It will. And normally we get it in August. And we start in late October.
October, yeah.
We will probably get the schedule the same day that the players go to training camp.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's 2020, man.
Yeah, yeah. Well, listen, we're working through it. We know we'll get past this at some point. Steve, what about the draft for our team? The NBA's plans with this draft, again, unlike any other we've seen. I mean, we saw the NFL pull their draft off in the midst of this. So what are the plans? What are you hearing for the NBA draft on Wednesday?
I want to make sure we're all on the same page here. Mm. The draft is on Wednesday the 18th. Free agency starts on Friday the 20th. So we've never had this kind of proximity where, you know, draft and free agency and trades and movement should be like something people haven't ever seen before. So I think it's going to be incredibly exciting. We like the draft. We feel good about the draft. We feel good about where we are in the draft. You know, you don't have the marquee Zion-type name out there like you did last year. But there's certainly a lot of NBA talent. And we like where we are because we feel like the quality, the character, the future potential, you know, 4 through 9 is very, very strong. So it should be interesting because allegedly the Minnesota and Golden State, both with the 1st and 2nd pick, are willing to trade. So who knows what's going to happen.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's more light than we expected you to shed on this there, pal. Should we expect something exciting? Some
hey, I've been drinking all day.
All right.
I'm not you.
Steve, hey, you? I wait till 5 o'clock. We have standards here on this program, sir. How dare you?
I follow you on the Twitter machine. I see what you do, young
I
man.
Was just frolicking with a puppy, for God's sakes. That's good, wholesome, clean fun, Carl Dukes. How dare Puffy K make these kind of aspersions?
Look, you put a puppy with anything you're doing, and it right. makes it much better. So, Steve, as far as the hiring of Nate McMillan, what can you tell us?
It's a great hire for us. You know, Lloyd Pierce has done a remarkable job. I'm so proud to have him, you know, represent our team. But he's a first-time coach, and here you go. You have somebody who I think has made the playoffs 75% of the years he's coached. I think he's got 16 years in the league, multiple cities, understands defense. And having somebody there who can help our organization was just a very fortunate thing for us. So we're thrilled that Nate joined the team. I haven't met him yet. I'm looking forward to meeting him next week. And I think it's a big, big plus to have that wisdom and experience along with the incredible elements that Lloyd brings to our team. It should be terrific.
And we've talked about it with Lloyd. I mean, he doesn't shy away from it when we have Lloyd on or the midday guys do. Or he says, you know, sometimes there have been some, you know, some half-court adjustments or in-game adjustments, which he needs to improve on. So adding some brain power is not, that doesn't hurt. And I like the fact that Lloyd's not afraid to make this move.
Lloyd's a very confident man, you know, very confident man. He's not threatened. He only wants to see us improve, and we want to give him every tool and resource to do so. So I applaud him, and I think that Nate will really, you know, help. I mean, we're a young team, and to have somebody with that kind of experience who can work with the players is really, really outstanding. So I'm very, very excited about it.
I don't know if you have this information, maybe down the road, but I do want to ask you because somebody asked me. I saw a guy who said, you know, Dukes, I know you go to a lot of games. I'm a season ticket holder. Are you going to have the flexibility for season ticket holders? Let's just say wife tests positive. We can't make the game. How will that be done? Will those games just be lost? Will they be able to make them up? Have you guys come up with a plan for that kind of thing yet?
Just honestly, the big broad statement is we're never going to have anybody get hurt. You know, we're going to do the right thing we can by every single customer.
Okay.
But the amount of detail that we have to get into and the procedure there's been a lot of things that have come out about the NBA that, you know, certain seats are going to be taken away. Courtside won't be what it was. You know, suites cannot be 100% filled. I mean, we're in a global pandemic, so we're going to err on extraordinary caution because there's no playbook to follow. I mean, you know, our state is the most open and available of any in the country, which puts a tremendous responsibility on us because it's, in a lot of ways, it's easier if you can say, no, we can't have anybody versus how do we manage this? How do we do it? And we're going to lean on our friends at the Falcons and continue to learn from them and University of Georgia and Greg McGarrity and the great group he has there, as well as other teams to figure out and slowly, you know, try to move to normal. So we're looking at everything from testing, you know, in certain areas of the building to obviously, everything will be with masks and social distancing, but we want to create an experience where you come to the game and it's fun. It's an experience. We've been the number one game experience in the league for the last couple of years, and we have no desire to let that slip away. So we have to reinvent the experience, and that's what we're going to do.
Well, as always, Steve, we appreciate the time, guys. Everybody's favorite CEO. Enjoy the golf this weekend, man. Be a couch potato.
I am, my friend, and thank you for attending.
Steve Koonin, take care. We'll talk to you next week. We'll see what the Hawks do in this draft, guys. Free agency next Friday. Steve Koonin, take care.
Big week next week. We'll talk Friday.
Yes, sir. It'll be. It's going to be interesting, guys. Lots of movement. And again, with the free agent period starting 2 days after. All right, coming up, who you keeping? Who stays? I'm going to give you the guys that I'm keeping, even if Raheem is not here. And we'll look at our rookie class midway through the season. It's part of our Falcon Report next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.